Hey, this is Audrey Wright again. The landlord that owns that property said that he has received the first notice and the second notice, and there wasn't time from the receiving of the first notice to get the place cleaned up before the second notice came in. On the first notice, there is like until September something or other before the yard's got to be cleaned. And then the second notice came within days of the first notice. There should not be a second notice. My daughter stays there, and we were in Pennsylvania. And the reason stuff is in the yard to start with is because she had to take a bunch of stuff out of the trailer because she got bugs from the neighbor. And so she had to remove a lot of stuff from, and that's why the yard wasn't mowed or anything. Anyhow, we are in the process of cleaning up. We didn't need a notice. We knew it had to be cleaned up, and we're in the process of it. I just don't understand how there's so many places in Hardin County that's really disgusting on blacktop roads, and she lives back in the freaking woods where your county doesn't even maintain that area. And she's getting picked on, and other places, absolutely nothing's being done. I really need this explained to me. And by the way, you're probably going to have to explain it to some other people too, because to me, that's discrimination. And I'm sorry, but I can't overlook it because she's disabled. So we're going to do something about it. Thank you very much. And you better fix that second notice. You better get in touch with the landlord, and you better tell him that you're withdrawing the second notice. That's on you.